We're talking about wildfires, so much going on in the California legislature, not to mention what's happening across the country. For all of it, we turn to Congressman Mike Thompson. And Congressman, glad to have you with us this morning.
Hey, Pat, it's good to be with you. How are you this morning?
I'm well. Nice to talk to you. And of course, it is a poor Governor Brown. He's going to have writer's cramp by the end of the week, no doubt. But there's been so much work
That way every year.
Yeah, at this time, yeah. And of course, so much work being done by our North Bay leaders in terms of getting us some protection, some forest management dollars moving forward, and hopefully aiding in the wildfire prevention. And we want to talk about that with you, Congressman, as well as, you know, new emergency alert system statewide, which I know we all agree are sorely needed.
Absolutely. So I think the folks, our friends at the state legislature, are working overtime trying to make sure that we take care of some of these issues that are so important to our communities and to our safety.
Absolutely. And they're, you know, very similar issues that that you've been working on since last October or before. And in terms of forest management, you know, it's not just a California problem. It's a federal problem, too.
Well, it's, you know, it's a money problem, as people smarter than me have pointed out in the past. Anybody who says that you can't solve a problem by throwing money at it is talking about somebody else's problem.
Yeah.
And clearly this issue of proper forest management falls into that category of having been neglected money-wise. And it costs a heck of a lot more to fight these fires than it does to properly manage that resource. Now, having said that, it's not a cure-all. You remember, a lot of these fires started and burned through, you know, private property. Many of them were rangeland fires. So the idea that some are promoting that all we have to do is come in and cut all the timber in the forest is, you know, just a poorly veiled attempt to provide more opportunities to harvest timber, and it's not going to help us.
I'll tell you, I did have a different view, Congressman. I was up and spent a week in Lake Tahoe last week, and it's what a beautiful area that is in California. But there was a part of me for the first time in my life that looked up at all those trees and thought, that's a lot of fuel right there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, different perspective.
No, there's no question about that.
As time changes.
And that's why properly managed forests are important. But the thing that I take offense at is the folks who are trying to use this tragedy as a way to relax some of the rules that are really important.
Absolutely. And speaking of relaxing rules, can we talk for a minute about Education Secretary Betsy DeVos? Because apparently
she has to.
Well, you know, I'm trying to understand it. She is trying to craft some new rules about how universities deal with sexual assault and harassment. But it sounds like what's being crafted is narrowing the definition of sexual harassment and making it tougher to say to the universities, you should have done something about this.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. She's been a terrible disappointment to folks who care about education and our children, everything from this latest fiasco to her efforts to free up money to be spent to buy guns for teachers in the classroom. It's just unexplainable, some of the things that she's promoting.
Absolutely. And back here to the North Bay for a moment, Mike. And I know you've been spending some time in some of the most recent fire-ravaged areas, including Lake County by the Mendocino Complex fires. It's, you know, as tough as it was for us last October, it's really hard for us to wrap our minds about some of the folks in Lake County who've gone through that experience more than once.
Oh, you know, as you and I have talked before, you know, sadly, I've had constituents who lost, one woman in particular, who lost a home in the first Lake County fire. She moved to another part of Lake County and lost a home in that fire.
Wow.
Just moved out of Lake County. She said, I've got to go somewhere else. And she moved to Coffee Park. And you know how the story ends
yeah.
up to that.
Yeah.
So you're absolutely correct. It's just devastating for people, and it's hard for us to really fully understand how difficult this is for someone.
Are you still getting calls, Congressman, from about the Army Corps of Engineers and the cleanup job that they did here in the North Bay?
Well, we've had, as you probably know, we've had some problems associated with the over excavation.
Yeah.
And we're working on that, trying to figure out how to remediate those issues. And I feel good as to how the Corps, our federal partners, have responded and are responding to this. So that's a good thing. And we still have a ways to go. But I'd rather be where we are now than where we were last week.
And I can't let you go, Congressman, without talking about the passing of John McCain, which has really not only captured the news cycle for many, many days now, but really sort of touched the hearts of constituents of his and just American citizens across the board.
Well, he was an American hero. So it's not surprising that people have been talking about him, and people hold him in very high esteem. The idea that that this thing got political was very, very sad.
Very unfortunate.
Never should have happened. And I think we all know that. I think even this president's own party folks know that that's not acceptable. And are pretty disgusted with his, I don't know what you call him. It's sophomoric would be too kind, I think. but you don't see this type of behavior on the schoolyard. So it was pretty disgusting. And I think that that rang loud and clear.
Doesn't it speak volumes, though, in terms of the national reaction to John McCain's death about how much we crave that kind of bipartisan effort?
Oh, absolutely. I don't think there's any question about that. Whenever an elected body, and it doesn't matter if it's the city council or the U.S. Senate, can come together to do what we were sent to our respective places of work to do, that's what the American people want. And those are the sort of things that we should be working on.
Okay, one more thing, and then I'll let you go, I promise. So we've seen a few of the primaries roll out. We certainly did this week. Does the outcome of the primaries so far bode well or not well for the Democrats in November?
Oh, I think it depends, which primaries you're talking about. But I'm pretty pleased with most of our Democratic candidates. I think that you're going to be very, very pleased with the folks you see running in November on the Democratic side in the House. I'm real excited about them. Some of them. I was at a conversation with a colleague from Washington State yesterday, and I told him, I said, I met with a bunch of these candidates here recently. I said, and they are really good. And his comment was to me was, well, they're really good. You help recruit a lot of them. So I can't tell you how good some of these folks are. They're hardworking. They're established in their districts. They want to come to Washington to solve problems. So I'm pretty excited about it.
Very good. Well, hopefully everybody will get out and vote. One of the main things, as particularly for
that's what it all
November
comes down
election,
to. At this point, it's a ground game. Everybody's going to have to come out and vote and make sure if you want change that you show up and do your part.
And Congressman, I know that we will be talking to you often about a month from now as we face the anniversary of the wildfires here. I'm looking forward to interacting with you then.
Well, Patton, again, thank you for all that you've done. You've been absolutely tremendous on this whole issue, and you've been a real bright spot as we try and move through this. So thank you very much for all that you've done.
Thank you very much, Congressman. That is Congressman Mike Thompson representing the North Bay in the United States Congress.